Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Recently, I was in the Middle East, Jordan to be specific, when the story broke regarding Congressman-elect Greg Gianforte's unfortunate altercation with a member of the press. In full disclosure, Greg and Susan Gianforte have been major supporters of the Montana Family Foundation for years, so I felt it best to stay out of the fray and let the dust settle before I commented. Now, with the court hearing in the rearview mirror and Congressman-elect Gianforte headed for Washington, D.C., I have a few things to say about the press and the way they conduct themselves when it comes to conservative candidates and issues. This isn't meant to be an excuse for Congressman-elect Gianforte. He knows he did wrong, he admitted he was wrong, and his apology was accepted. Case closed. The problem is, his case resonated with nearly every conservative I've spoken with who has ever had any dealings with the press. We've been badgered, bullied, lied about, and made the victims of half-truths. I once had a cameraman for CNN move his camera to within 2 inches of my face during an interview to make me appear nervous. He did it not once, but twice in the same interview. This issue of blatant bias in the media was the subject of an article written recently by Michael Goodwin, the chief political columnist for the New York Post. He also worked for 16 years at the New York Times and has taught at Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. The article entitled "The 2016 Election and the Demise of Journalistic Standards" details the rampant liberal bias that dominates most news stories and the downward spiral that has taken the profession from an institution steeped in integrity to the point where most news outlets are little more than wholly owned subsidiaries of the Democrat Party. In Goodwin's words, quote, "Among the many firsts, last year's election gave us the gobsmacking revelation that most of the mainstream media puts both thumbs on the scale, that most of what you read, watch, and listen to is distorted by intentional bias and hostility. I've never seen anything like it, not even close," end quote. This is exactly what most conservatives, myself included, have come to expect every time we receive a request for an interview. The fact that 80% of those in the media are liberal certainly has a lot to do with it, but liberal or not, journalists in the past at least tried to maintain a degree of impartiality because their credibility was on the line. Goodwin went on to say, "We're watching the total collapse of standards with fairness and balance tossed overboard." In his words, nearly every story in the election was an opinion masquerading as news, and every opinion ran in the same direction, away from conservatives and toward liberals. He lamented the fact that the only standards remaining in his profession are double standards, and he looks forward to the day when journalistic integrity will once again be restored. We feel the same way. We look forward to the day when reporters will once again report objectively, truthfully, and fairly. For those of us who deal with the press on a regular basis, it can't come soon enough. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.